The following is a special presentation of Tony Curry Radio.
If you're listening on Tony Curry Radio, we hope you enjoyed Mission Minded. Of course, we'll show you back up with the same man, Michael Coleman, CEO of the Heart of Alabama Food Bank. This is called Bite by Bite. This is actually a show that's specifically about food inadequacies and feeding America right here in the wonderful United States. And of course, down there in Montgomery, 35 counties, they cover the Heart of Alabama Food Bank. They do wonderful work. You use a phrase, Michael, food is medicine. And I'm starting to hear that a lot more over the last few months, probably since we've been doing the show and you've talked about the HHS and certainly the VA. There's a lot to unload here, but just talk about what you learned at your conference this past week and how we're going to be hearing a lot more of that food is medicine, the verb for sure.
Yeah. So, I mean, they're having food as medicine. Some people say food is medicine, food as medicine. I kind of go back and forth, but it's really something that's going to become way more common in our vernacular in the coming years, because the government's really focused on the social determinants of health, one of which is food insecurity. And I've mentioned this in other shows. It's actually a requirement now. If you go to hospital, they're going to ask you, they have to ask you questions related to these social determinants of health. And one of those is, do you have enough food at home? You know, are you? And it's been, the research shows that it's the number one preventable resistance to disease or whatever is healthy eating.
Okay.
And so what the government is recognizing this and has established.
Real quick, back it up. Isn't that interesting? We're always talking about how to fix things. We don't talk enough prevention or premeditated prevention in this country. Yeah. You know, and insurance companies are like, I just had United Healthcare the other day call me up and they wanted to come to my house and give me a free physical. And I'm like, what? And they're like, yeah, we want to give you a physical and blah, 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 blah. And it's a preventative thing. And of course, I agreed to do that because I'm paying my premiums. And if they find something wrong, I thought that was kind of strange, but they actually do it at your house. And I thought, wow, this is kind of cool. They're doing this. But it's for you, because you're at ground level, we need gasoline in our tanks to run. And if that is bad gas, the rest of the engine will fall apart. And it's just, it's really simplified the way you just said it, that if we're putting the right food in our systems, then the rest of our bodies will perform better. And then we have less health issues.
We're still going to have, and with rising cost of healthcare. So a lot of what the insurance companies are, their challenge is, and I get it from a business perspective, is when you look, if somebody says, hey, we have distributed this amount of food. And so what they're looking for is some sort of way to measure, like, well, what is that worth? Or can we reduce the waiting rooms in emergency rooms? Can we reduce hospital visits? Can we reduce the length of stays at hospital because the recovery is faster? All those kind of things, recovery from surgery. Mm-hmm. And just going to the doctor. So every time they go to the doctor, we do co-pays and all that, but it's an insurance company. So what we're trying to do is make a strong push to help, like the Blue Cross, Blue Shields of the world, to see that, look, it's going towards preventative care. And right now, some Blue Cross, Blue Shields, like the one in North Carolina, I think this year is scheduled to put like $24 million into food banking. Wow. So they are knee deep in it because they see the value, and other states don't. And I'm working with the state of Alabama. As a matter of fact, I'm going to meet with them in a couple of weeks to talk about this exact issue. And so it was interesting. We got to hear from the department. You have Health and Human Services and the rep there. You know, they've got people hired to just talk about food as medicine, research it, put it together, offer pilot programs and things like that. Well, right beside them is you have the VA. And the VA is years ahead of the government. And it, as much criticism as the VA gets, they have come worlds further than they were before. And their care is very good. And they've been leaning forward in this issue going on, I think, 8 years now.
Wow.
And so their focus is on, if you're not getting enough to eat, we want to connect you to resources, which obviously most of the time that's going to be a food bank or a food bank network. Mm-hmm. in your community. And so the idea is how do we, food as medicine is, can, it's not food as medicine is this. It's food as medicine is really a collaboration between some government, some private industry, like hospitals or doctor's offices, mm-hmm. insurance companies, the federal government, and then the nonprofit space where food bank is, to all come together and say, everybody's got a role. We do something in food banking that's not available anywhere else. There's not a food supply for people in need. I mean, local pantries get their food from us. We get it in part from the USDA and in part from where we source it from industry. You know, if you're somebody who has temporary need or whatever, and you can get access to a pantry, eventually you'll find that came from an organization who is sourcing that or and getting that. So it's really a strong idea of, instead of pitting one against the other, because you always talk about, you know, they pit insurance as greedy. They don't want to reimburse doctors. Doctors don't want. We're really trying to solve this problem together and saying each of us has a role to play. Let's come together and talk about what the needs are. Let's talk about how we get healthy, nutritious food. So we got to support farmers in the farm bill. Make this produce, get this produce from the farm to the table. Get it in people, young children growing up, to give them all the nutrition, elderly people who need that, mm-hmm. just on and on and on. And the idea is reducing the health cost, and then insurance companies saying, oh, wait a minute, if I put $1 million on the front side, it may ultimately save me in $2 million in spend outs or reimbursements. So we think that's where it's going, but everybody, it's like anytime you have a collaboration, everybody comes to the table with their own ideas and everybody comes with their own interest. And I get all that, but I was encouraged from what I heard. And of course I'm a disabled veteran. And so very appreciative for what the VA does for disabled veterans. And we've been working with the VA here locally. So our hands are in a lot of things, but it's all about how do we advance cause and lift up people who have food insecure needs. But it's getting more and more. And we're doing something I won't talk about too. I've touched on in other programs. We're very excited. We're not just taking a program and changing the label to food as medicine. We're actually instituting some really dynamic things to get, and we have to because we live in a rural area. That people are all scattered out. And so we have to think differently, think outside the box, and with quite a few innovative approaches. But we're very excited about what the future is and the difference that we can make in the lives of the people we serve.
Keep up the good work, my man.
Thank you.
This is Bite by Bite.
This has been a special presentation of Tony Curry Radio.